This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, America. How are you? Hey, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
A lot of uncertainty in the world today over what's happened with violence, with terrorism. We saw this recent deadly attacks that took place in Brussels. The United States has issued a warning to its citizens in Europe to be extra careful. They've shut, I think the Brussels airport is still shut down. And so it's a question of travelers thinking twice about traveling abroad. Summertime is coming on. You're making your vacation plans. What is the safe thing to do? And I want to get a little expert advice on this. Russell Hannon's been on our show before. He's a travel expert, been featured in a number of national news publications and television shows. He's the author of Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, which you can find on our website at jimbrownusa.com. Hey, Russell, good to talk to you again.
Good morning. Happy Easter Sunday. Great to be here.
Well, glad. Hope you're having a nice one. As most of my listeners, I have wished the same thing to them too. Russell, tell me. I mean, I've got a lot of people that told me that, you know, with all the violence that's taken place in the world, and they review Paris and Brussels and so many other stops, they're a little leery about getting on a plane or getting on a boat and taking off when you hear so much about ISIS having other plans. What are some safety tips you can give my listeners who, coming up with the summer, planning a vacation, would like to go abroad, would like to take a cruise? I love cruises myself. But how do you use some good common sense to be sure you're safe, and what direction do you take? Give us some ideas from you.
Well, you know what, for if you're feeling leery or second-guessing your travel plans right now based on recent events, particularly in Europe, is really, first off, there's two levels to this. And the first one is, if you're leery about anything, just the first thing to keep in mind is there's no single place on Earth from a vacation perspective that's so amazing that no other one will do. So there always are options or alternatives from a vacation perspective. Now, if you're reconsidering going to Europe specifically because of recent terror events and what's been happening, I just want to put into context, it's important not to confuse the odds of a terror attack occurring with the odds of finding yourself in one. And it's whether at home or abroad. And when we look at some statistics provided by the U.S. State Department, actually, your greatest risk while traveling is pretty much the same as when you're at home. It's actually of being involved in a car accident. That's the primary cause of death, actually, for people who are traveling abroad. And even the odds of getting struck by lightning are about 1 in 5.5 million, which is still lower than the odds of finding yourself in an attack like that. Now, you know, something that's interesting is a number of school districts, after what had happened in Paris, started canceling exchange trips for high school kids going to Paris and to parts of France. And in the month or so subsequent to that, the parents and the school boards actually reversed their decision and said, no, you know what, we're going to go ahead with this, but we're going to put some controls in place. We're going to avoid crowded areas, demonstrations. In the case of the school boards, they said, we're actually going to have a coach bus. I'm not advocating to not take public transit, but there is a bit more risk with public transit in terms of it being perhaps a target as opposed to getting private private option for transportation getting around. So by putting certain controls in place or being cautious about where you go, you can significantly reduce risks even more so than the unlikelihood that there's already a finding yourself in the midst of an event like that while traveling abroad.
Yeah, I think that's good advice. And you know, you might consider some options. Let's assume that you love France, and I certainly do. Gosh, there's not a prettier city in the world, or no event as special as being on the Champs-Élysées or finding a nice little restaurant over in Montmartre in Paris. But on the other hand, if you're just dying to go and hear the French language spent in a number of smaller communities and smaller towns, particularly in the south of France, you can have just a marvelous vacation. There's nothing like going to the multi-coast. And so, you know, you can set some priorities over going, but where you're going to go, I think that was something that you can do. Consider your options. You know, I guess I'm not going to look at a Middle Eastern country. I probably have some leeriness about Istanbul right now, a place I want to go. But there, as you said, there's so many options as to where to go. So just kind of thinking it through and seeing what you're most comfortable with, and, you know, then make your own decisions. So there is some risk, but as you said, there's a risk in anything you do. So, do you think, what is your sense of the summer? You know, so many Americans travel in the summer, vacations, that kind of thing. Are you sensing from travel agents and people you talk to that people are altering their plans at all? Are they staying in the U.S.? Are they considering other options? Are they carrying on their plans like they would normally do in this time of year?
Well, I'm seeing that people are on standby at the moment. People are seriously second-guessing, reconsidering, not necessarily taking full action yet, but certainly people are on standby right now, and they're asking themselves the question, I think, which is good, which is prudent. And the important thing is as we make decisions, is if we are flexible, and while maybe we've got four or five options, I always think it's important to have a long-term travel plan, and if there's some places that are a bit higher risk, from a vacation perspective, there are always other options, but Jim, you said something that I really liked is that something I often advocate is really immersing yourself when you travel, living like a local, to really experience a place. And when we're talking, it is extremely unlikely to begin with to find yourself in a place at the exact time that something like what happened in Brussels or Paris had occurred. Knowing that is places that do get targeted tend to be places that are densely populated. And if you're living like a local or traveling like a local and immersing yourself into that local culture, you're finding yourselves in places that are perhaps a bit more rural, places that would just completely be off the radar, and that's an additional precaution. If that does make you feel more comfortable, that is certainly something that you can factor into your travel plans while going abroad.
No doubt about it. And, you know, some people say, well, I just don't want to leave the U.S. I just feel more protected. Well, I mean, in this country, I had the most marvelous day down the island of St. John, an American territory, St. Croix, St. Thomas, all under the American umbrella, and was on a beautiful beaches and just had the time of my life. But I had, you know, under the American flag, under that protection. So, you know, you just don't have to go to New York City or Los Angeles Disney World or Disneyland to find some really interesting, exotic, challenging places to go. So as I say, you can stay within the confines of the U.S. if you so desire. That's important to you. And although I agree with you that just being, using caution, picking and choosing can give you many more options. But there's just a number of options to think, well, I want to go back again. Well, try something new. There's a number of places where you can be safe, right?
Well, you know what? It is a misconception, first off, that traveling within the United States is a staycation. By no means. It's so diverse. You go through geographically, and then basically you can still go to Hawaii, you can go to Alaska. There's so many places that you can go to, and it's so different. That's one thing that's amazing with the United States. And there's a lot of us who are traveling abroad to other places when we haven't really seen everything at home yet. So there's a misconception sometimes that a thrill abroad is greater than a thrill near home, which really is not the case at all. So I recommend, if you haven't seen certain pockets of the United States, just to take advantage of those opportunities as well, because eventually you certainly do want to be able to experience all that there is.
Got a couple more questions for you, Russell. You can hang on talking to Russell Hannon. He's a travel expert who's been on a number of national shows and got a great book about Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. Got a couple more questions to ask Russell for those of you planning a trip. So stay with us. Go to my website, by the way. You can read about Russell and have lots of fun on my website. Sign up for my weekly list of guests. The website is simply www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, freshen up your coffee. I'm going to stand up and stretch a little bit, which you ought to do too, and we'll be right back after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Working on a home or residential painting project? There's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Fight Premature Birth and Birth Defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
I don't don't know about you, but I want to plan a good trip this summer. I want to be safe. I want to stay away from the terrorists. I'm sure we all do. We have some concerns about certain parts of the world. But what would be kind of a different fun vacation? I'm going to ask an expert. Russell Hannon is my guest. He's a travel expert. He's written a great book called Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling. You can find it on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Russell, I got a couple of grandkids that want me to take them on a special place. And I'm not sure where to go. I thought about Atlantis down in Nassau. I thought about taking them to the beach down on the Florida beaches, Alabama beaches, maybe to New York to kind of see all the sights. But I'm just kind of torn. Give me a little different vacation where I might spend a week with some grandkids and show them some special place. So you got any good suggestions for me?
Now, you know what? A lot depends on your travel type, but it can just be as simple as to small town America. Regardless of where you live in the country, you're probably close to cottage country, which is nearby, whether it's a nearby lake or where people are looking to escape from the city. Can just be as simple and as safe as that. Something you mentioned a while ago, you did mention cruise ships, and that's something if someone does have security concerns, is there's a lot of rigor and controls and inspections as people board cruise ships, and certainly that is one option that you can consider where you realize that there are a lot more controls and a lot more rigor in terms of what people are bringing onto ships than would be possible if you're staying in a crowded hotel somewhere, for example.
No, that's a good example. The only thing that worries me with the kids, you know, when I was growing up, my parents would throw us all in the car and take us up to, we'd go up to Michigan on Lake Michigan, some nice resorts there. We'd go down to Panama City, Florida, and got away. And I loved it. And the kids would spend, and then I took my kids a good bit back in the 60s down to Gulf Shores, Alabama, Perdido Key, Florida. And we crabbed during the day. We built sand castles. Didn't have any TVs down there at the time, no air conditioning, no radios, nothing like that. And everybody loved it. We had a wonderful time. I just worry today about this electronic world in which we live where the Twitter and the kids are texting back and forth, and I just don't want them to be bored. You know, I would rather do something in small town America or small surroundings America where I could curl up with a book, be sure they're happy, spend some time with them, eat some good fish in the evening, but I worry that the electronic world is going to make them bored. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, there's a couple things. First off, it's nostalgic the way you're describing that. It makes me think of my youth as a child where traveling was really, it was camping, staying in campgrounds, and that's a very economical option. And what I recommend, regardless of where you live, you can go to your local bookstores, and you can go to the travel section, and you'll find books on options for camping and inexpensive things to do in the area from a travel perspective. So that's something that I always recommend looking at. Now on the note of staying connected, there's two sides to it. I think for kids, we all see just how everyone's getting trapped into electronics and such. And for kids, it's a good opportunity to really break away from that, to play outdoors. For adults, though, I do think that it is a bit of a misconception that everyone should or needs to unplug while traveling. And I think there's a lot of tools that are important and valuable to have while you're on the road, particularly if you're in unfamiliar areas. For example, if you're in places where you don't speak the language, your telephone, you can get an app offered through iStone Translation. It's called the iStone Travel Translation, which has all kinds of phrases in English, and you click any one of them, and it'll actually repeat that phrase in the language of your choice. There's also something called Travel Safe Pro, which is a tool you can have on your phone that gives you an international directory of emergency services and embassies by country, and then you can even break that down more specifically to where you're at. So when I look at electronics and phones for adults, it can really give you a wealth of resources while traveling abroad. But for kids, I agree. It's there's no better time to really break away from those daily routines and the stuff that just keeps us locked to our computers or our phones to play outdoors and just really experience that and each other.
Give us those two apps again. The app in terms of language. What was that app? Give me the name again for our listeners to write down.
Now, this is iStone Travel Translation. And actually, this is a company that puts together a lot of programs to learn languages quite quickly. So iStone Travel Translation is a great app that will actually repeat any phrase that you pick in the language of your choice. And the other one, Travel Safe Pro, has an international directory of emergency services and embassies by country.
Good. Well, we'll make those, I'll put both those on our website at jimbrownusa.com for our listeners to kind of enjoy and put that down. Hey, Russell, thanks for spending some time with us on this special day. We appreciate it. You gave us some great tips. Good luck to you. Your book is called Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less, which is what I want to do. You can find the book on our website at jimbrownusa.com. Take care, Russell. We'll talk to you again in the near future.
Happy travels.
Take care. Bye-bye. Yeah, I was telling Russell, my favorite trips are taking my kids and going down to Gulf Shores, Alabama, right on the Florida-Alabama line. When we went down there in the 60s, we had a little family beach house. No telephones, of course, no internet, of course, no air conditioning, no TV sets. You open up the windows, it was hot in the summer, but we had fans and gave you a nice breeze. And, you know, we didn't have a lot of people down there. The nearest grocery store was about 20 miles away. When we left, we dropped our laundry up a little town of Foley, Alabama, and then the next person come down to the beach house would come by and pick up the sheets and clean the sheets because we couldn't use the water. The water had too much iron in it. It was too hard. It turned your sheets gray. So we were down there. You got up, walked along the beach, picked up seashells, built a sandcastle, did some crabbing, came in and took a nap. And you know what? After 2 weeks, my kids didn't want to leave. My kids were little. They were 4 and 6 and 8. They didn't want to leave. They were having so much fun. There was no water whirls and there was no putt-putt golf and no restaurant close by. I think our treat was there was a little Chinese restaurant about 25 miles away. And after we went to church on Sunday morning, we'd go by and eat a meal there. That was the one meal we'd eat out in 2 weeks. We fixed our own food. We had a marvelous time. I just don't know in this day and age how those kids would do without the electronics. Could you tune them out? I hope you can. I hope you'll try to do that kind of thing because, as Russell said, there's so many interesting things to do just in America, just traveling America to the campgrounds. Gosh, you listeners over in Mississippi, all the different water areas we've got, you go up to North Central Florida, Crystal Springs, you can learn to scuba dive or snorkel in just pure, clear water. And come along the coast, you listeners up in Georgia know so much about Sea Island, so many beautiful places you've got. Stone Mountain, Georgia, you got mountains and you got the coast. And North Carolina, my kind of second home away, has got the same thing. So many things to do in this country. Just giving a little thought. Doesn't have to spend a lot of money. And where you're very safe, which is the focus of this segment of our program. Hey, Jim Brown, the Common Sense Show. Well, it's March Madness. I've got two teams, Villanova and North Carolina, are two of my picks, and they're both moving towards the Final Four. We'll come back and talk about it a little bit with our next guest. Hey, freshen up your coffee. Try my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We're right in the middle of what people live and die for, and that's March Madness, the big basketball season. I got two teams left in all the picks. I've got Villanova and North Carolina, and they look like they could be meeting for the championship. I hit out pretty well this year. Want to talk a little bit about college basketball, sports in general, and just lessons in life. Richard Sherbrooks is a guy who shares, he and I have a lot in common. He's had kids that went to LSU and North Carolina. I went to North Carolina. My kids went to LSU. He's been around coaching for a long, long time, scout director and market executive with Nike. Quite an interesting guy who's had great relations with some of the legendary figures in sports. Hey, Richard, glad to have you in our program today. Richard, you there? We got Richard John? Okay, well, just you try it again and let me know when we got him in on that way, because I'll talk a little bit about the March Madness. Basketball is something, of course, I love. I went to the University of North Carolina, basketball scholarship. Dean Smith's first recruit up there, had the honor to have. Wasn't much of a basketball player, but that's kind of my claim to fame. But that's my favorite sport. I love to watch, and college basketball to me more than the professional basketball. Professional basketball now has been lit up by a young fellow named Seth Curry, who's the unbelievable guard for the Golden State Warriors, who's could be one of the greatest all-time basketball players who ever lived. That makes a lot of interest in the pros, but I just like the college game. I like the give and take. Nobody dominates. We saw that last night where two of the top seeds both are defeated. Kansas went down in flames to Villanova, who I think is about the second seed. That's one of the teams I picked. And University of North Carolina's placed tonight in the LAT game tonight against Notre Dame. I'll be watching that game with great interest coming up. So lots of fun. There's office pools galore to try to pick. And we got Richard? John, we got Richard with us?
I'm on here, Jim.
Okay, Rich, good, good. I gave a little introduction for you. We had a little technical tie-up there, but glad to have you on the show. We're right in the middle of March Madness. I was telling my audience, Richard, that basketball is my sport. I watch college football, but there's nothing like college basketball. It's very, very unique. And you've been involved in basketball. You've been coaching. You've been scouting. You've been involved for many, many years, haven't you?
I sure have, Jim. I tell you what, it's been a great ride. I spent the last 18 years working for NBA teams as a global scout living in Europe, and also heading up basketball sports marketing for Nike for Europe, Africa, and the Middle East. So I've watched a lot of games over the years.
And it's just amazing the number of the interest in basketball that is permeating throughout the rest of the world. Most people look on basketball as an American game, but you can certainly hands-on experience that basketball is played in countries all over Europe, Western, Eastern Europe. It's becoming a very popular sport in that part of the world, isn't it?
I'll tell you what, when I first moved over there 18 years ago, when I'd go watch a game, I might be the only NBA scout there. I lived in Amsterdam for 2 years and then in Barcelona for 16. And from Moscow to Beijing and from South Africa to India, you know, I've kind of covered all the areas. And I brought Dirk Nowitzki over when he was a young boy to play in the events here with Nike in the States, and then brought Tony Parker over, Pau Gasol. So it's a whole line of guys that started coming over. And, you know, soccer is certainly the main sport throughout the world. But basketball is catching on very fast.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. So if you had to pick your favorite player to watch, guys, before you came on, I was talking about Seth Curry, who's just revolutionizing basketball in the NBA by seeing what a guard can do. And we go back to legendary players in college. Michael Jordan comes to mind, who played at my alma mater, North Carolina. You've got if you had to sit down and watch one guy in action, who would it be?
Wow, I tell you, that's a tough question. As far as entertaining is concerned, you know, your guy right there from LSU was probably one of the greatest entertainers that ever played the game in Pete Maravich. And, but watching Seth Curry today, he's changed the game so much, and he's really become, sort of an enigma, you know, for the sport of basketball. When a guy comes down and he's, you know, maybe 5 feet or 6 feet behind the 3-point line, and he's putting up shots, it changes the whole game. The defense has to, you know, adjust and come out and start covering him. When that happens, it just opens the floor up, which the floor, you know, has become much smaller because these guys have so much size today. So it really has changed the game quite a bit.
You mentioned Pete Maravich. He introduced me to really big-time basketball playing when I first moved down to Baton Rouge. Pistol Pete was playing, and the highest scorer all time in college, and you didn't have 3 points then. But I guess probably my fondest memory to share with you, Richard, is watching Pete, who played with the New Orleans Jazz, lead a fast break down the court in the Superdome, and about half court, he would whiz that ball behind his back and let it go halfway down the court, perfect pass to someone who would go up and dunk. It just was, it was ballet, it was poetry, it was just the most unbelievable memory I have in all my watching basketball. And so, as I say, you mentioned Pete, and he was the great at LSU. I'll tell you another great player at LSU, by the way, that we all love, just memorialized with a statue, is Bob Pettit. You have to be a little older to remember Bob Pettit. He was my big hero, sports hero, and we just memorialized him down here with a huge statue in his name. So he's one of the all-time greats in the NBA and LSU history also.
Well, you know, I watched Pete play when he was in the Superdome as well, and I saw a pass, a similar pass. It was out around midcourt, and he jumped up to throw it through his legs, And when he did, he came down and tweaked his knee, and that's when he had the injury. But I tell you, Bob Pettit was a great one. You guys have a great one right now, Ben Simmons. It's a shame he can't stay a little bit longer. I actually saw this guy when he was 15. I was in Lithuania watching the under-17s World Championship, and he was playing over there with Dante Exum, whose father played at LSU. And Dante was a first-round draft pick by the Utah Jazz the year before last. And so those two guys were coming up, and I told Ben at the time, I said, when you get a little older, I'm going to bring you over here to play. And I brought him over to play in an event that Nike put on called the Hoop Summit. He is going to be a great, great NBA player. He's got the body now. He's got the skills. He needs to work on his outside shot. But this kid can really play.
Well, it's mixed emotions. You love to see kids like this emerge. On the other hand, I'm a little bit more of a basketball purist where I like to see these kids stay for a few years in college, not just so that the fans can watch them play, so they can mature a little bit more, that they can grow. They can have to stay in class and even if they don't graduate, take some good basic courses that are going to serve them well in life, because you know by watching this over all these years, Richard, that, you know, most kids don't make it in the pros, and those that actually sign with the pros often just have a short career, and you've got to come out and have other skills. And we've seen the Kentuckys, and now you mentioned Simmons at LSU, to where these kids are one and done, you know, a year and they're gone. And I'm just not comfortable with that. I think you ought to play for Celtic. Of course, I grew up in the time, I think you and I have talked about this, I was Dean Smith's first recruit at the University of North Carolina, and back then you couldn't play varsity ball as a freshman. You had to play the freshman basketball. A whole different world back then, so I guess I'm locked into the old school a little bit more.
No, I think what you're saying is absolutely true. I think a player, if he could stay a couple years, and, you know, I'm not sure he needs the same curriculum as a typical student would need. He needs to get into certain things about, you know, maybe how to handle himself in interviews, how to handle finances, and those types of things. And I think if they would look at that and, you know, come up with something where a player could stay longer, you know, at least 2 years, maybe even three. But, you know, the players' union, which is interesting.
Hey, and Richard, hold that thought, because I've got to take a pause right now. Richard Sherbrooks is my guest. I want to come back and talk about his book, The Greatest Story Never Told, on our website at jimbrownusa.com. And he's also got an upcoming book called The Assist. So we got lots more to talk about with Richard. My website, again, is www.jimbrownusa.com. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll come right back for a final segment.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey everyone, with 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, our emphasis during this segment is on basketball. Former NBA scout Richard Sherbrooks is joining me, written a couple of great books. The Greatest Story Never Told, we're going to talk about here shortly. Find it on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, Richard, here we're over the weekend. Got my team Villanova, one of my picks in the finals. North Carolina plays tonight. Who's your favorite? Who's going to win this whole thing here next week?
Well, I tell you what, I have a son that went to North Carolina, a grandson that went to North Carolina. We got a home in Charlotte, and so I'm kind of partial to North Carolina. I really do think, from top to bottom, they have the most talent. And certainly, you know, Roy Williams has been to 7 Final Fours. He's got almost an 80% winning record. And I would say the way they beat Indiana the other night, 101-86, that right now it looked to me like they'd be the favorite. But I'm going to tell you what, Villanova played so good last night, and I think they their defense is so strong, I think they'll be able to tie up Oklahoma a little bit with their defense. So I kind of look for North Carolina to be in the finals against Villanova.
Well, I hope so, because I've got a little local pick'em with all my friends. You know, you got choices, and of course, I've got Villanova and North Carolina, my top two. I'd love for them to play in the playoff, because I'll win either way. But I'm like you, you know, my heart's in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Going up there in a few weeks, in fact, to spend a weekend, have a chance to talk with some old friends, and give a speech up that way. And so we'll see if we're both right here coming up just a week away. Richard, you're the author of the book called The Greatest Story Never Told. It is fiction. give my listeners a little idea about, and you got some interesting characters. You don't hold back. I mean, you're talking about Napoleon, Da Vinci, Churchill, Hitler, Reagan, Mandela, Martin Luther King, Abraham Lincoln. I mean, you cover the gamut. Tell us all about the greatest story never told. What's the focus of the book?
Well, what I wanted to do is have an historical fiction, and I think I was really the inspiration came from the Da Vinci Code itself. But the main character has a chance to sit down throughout the book and have dinners with each one of these guys, and over dinner they pass on to him, if they had to live the life over again, what their legacy, what they would add to their legacy to enhance and pass on to other people. And basically throughout the book, there's a guy by the name of Beelzebub that tries to derail the whole project. But I wanted to put things in the book that people, you didn't read in a typical history book. For example, Chairman Mao, he was responsible for more people dying than Hitler and Stalin combined with his great leap forward in the Cultural Revolution. He had chronic venereal disease because they had these parties for the communist parties. They had these parties every week, and they would set him up with different women. And so he kind of got into that thing. I think the other thing about him that was kind of interesting, when they opened the doors and Nixon came over there, when he left, he told Nixon he said, look, I'm going to say bad things about you when you leave my country, and you can say bad things about me when you leave the country, but you and I will always be good friends, and let's make sure we realize that. But I tried to do things. Abraham Lincoln, for example, on the day that he was assassinated, in his office, the ambassador from Spain was there with his daughter. And they got word that Mary Todd had changed to go to Ford's Theater, had changed the plans. Well, the ambassador's daughter was the fiance of John Wilkes Booth. So was that choice or chance that that happened? In another instance, Lincoln's son was coming back from Harvard, was in Jersey City changing trains, and the crowd was pushing to get onto the train. He got knocked onto the track, and a gentleman reached down and pulled him back up onto the platform, and that guy was Edwin Booth, the older brother of John Wilkes Booth.
So what now, is this fact or fiction?
These are facts, but I weave it with a lot of other fiction in there. So like the Da Vinci Code, you're not really sure what is fact and what's fiction. But after each one of these dinners, they hand the main character, Thomas, they hand him a maxim. And Thomas takes these 12 maxims. So at the end, you have 12 maxims for how to have a better life. Churchill, for example, smoked 250,000 cigars, smoked or chewed 250,000 cigars in his lifetime. He drank a big tall glass of water. But he didn't like to taste the water, so he'd fill it with, put whiskey in there to kind of sweeten it up for him. He'd drink that throughout the day. He'd have a bottle of champagne at lunch and two bottles of wine at night. He'd sit in his room when he'd have meetings with his guys in his pajamas, and he'd have his drinks. But his maxim would be, health is wealth. And so if he could change his life over again, he'd want to lead a healthier life. Reagan, for example, his was...
I don't want to cut you off. Richard, I don't want to cut you off, but we don't have a lot of time left, and I want to talk about the new book, The Assists. Can you... Okay. So let's jump on to The Assist in the few minutes we've got left to talk about your inspiration there. Is that fact or fiction?
The Assist is fact. Okay, one of the guys you mentioned earlier, I was on a five-city tour with Michael Jordan. We were sitting in Berlin, and I said, Michael, what's the most important shot you ever made in your career? This was just about half a dozen years ago. Michael said, without question, 1982, when I hit the winning shot for the national championship. Coach Smith called timeout.
Rich, in the Superdome in New Orleans, and I was sitting two rows behind Dean Smith when he made that shot.
There you go. Well, what happened, he set up the play to look for Worthy or Perkins. He was covered, and Jimmy Black made the pass. Well, most people don't know who Jimmy Black is, but Michael said, Jimmy Black changed my life with that assist. My life has never been the same. My confidence has never been the same. So I started thinking about that. How many times in life people give assists to other people and what that's done for them and how we should look for giving more assists every single day of our lives. And then the guy that recruited you in 58, Dean Smith, He was on the other end. He said, every time somebody throws a pass that leads to an assist, I want you pointing to that guy so everybody in the arena can see that's the reason this basket went in, because this guy made the pass to me. So it's important to thank people that give you assists throughout your career. And then the third assist is the assist you give yourself. You know, the good things you do for yourself, the way you take care of yourself. Because if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anybody else. So they're basically three kinds of assist.
Well, you've got the assist is just coming out. That's your upcoming book, right?
Yes, sir.
When's it going to be available in bookstores?
It'll probably be out, I would say, sometime in the early fall. And I do a lot of motivational speaking, so I use that a lot in my speaking. And in fact, I'm going to Chapel Hill. I might be there when you're there. I'm going down to speak at an analytics summit that's coming up April 14th and 15th.
Well, I'm going to be up there. I'm going to be up that. Actually, that following week is one of the 21st and 22nd. I'm going to miss you for a week, but I'll tell our listeners, they've never been to Chapel Hill, North Carolina. They haven't seen the prettiest college town in all of America. It's really special up that way. So, well, listen, good luck to you, Richard. Glad to have you on the show. Both your books are available through our website, or information about them on our website at jimbrownusa.com. You can order The Greatest Story Never Told on Amazon. I've got the order information there, too, and we'll have the assist up. And I'll tell you, Richard, when that book comes out in September, I'll call you back. Let's get you back on the show to talk some more about it, okay?
Jim, I've always been a big fan of yours when I lived out at Diamond Head in Mississippi, and followed you a long time, and great to have a chance to talk to you, buddy.
Well, we'll talk some more. And let's cheer on those Tar Heels next Saturday night, okay?
Okay, bud. Take care.
All right, take care. Interesting guy, Richard Sherbrooks. He's a former college scout, worked with Nike for a long, long time, now is a creative writer. I've not read his book, The Greatest Story Never Told, but how about talking to Hitler, Reagan, Mandela, Gandhi, Steve Jobs, and saying, what would you do different in your life? If you had to live over again, what would you do different? And I thought about that a good bit, and certainly there would be some fine-tuning I would do. I'd try to spend more time with my kids and be more involved in their lives. But, you know, it's hard to pinpoint what you do different. Garth Brooks said it pretty well, didn't he? He thought about it. He sang a song that I think always made good sense to me. Life's better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have missed the dance. I'd have missed the dance, Garth Brooks. So, you know, you can double think everything you did, but second guess, but I just have lived it full. I'm about to be 76 years old, and I got another 40, 50 years to go, right? More to talk about in the Common Sense Show. Hey, we're out of time. Hope you have a great Easter day today. Great weekend. We'll cheer on our teams in March Madness. Same time, same station, right here. Jim Brown Show. Come on back next week. We'll make some more Common Sense. Take care.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, licensed, tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at hometalkmedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at hometalkmedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.